I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Militants finally caught up to a church worker in Dagestan on Thursday. There's still a lot of security issues pending with this breaking story. A spokesperson with the North Caucasus Network told us,
"The senior pastor of an evangelical church in central Dagestan, Russia, was ambushed and shot in the head by unknown gunmen as he departed the church's house of prayer around 6:30 p.m. local time. The North Caucasus Network invites the global church to pray for this fellowship and their partners. This particular church has been targeted with harassment tactics from a vocal and often violent minority of people in Dagestan who harbor unfounded fear of Christian ministries present in the region."
Next, almost a year ago, 8 Christians were arrested in Karnataka, India, after being attacked by Hindu extremists. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the charges were frivolous, but the courts have yet to drop them.
They showed up for court on July 2 and were told, "No, your hearing has been postponed until September."
The 8 ministry workers aren't discouraged because it's a confirmation that God is working.
The reason that Christians are being attacked in this way is so many millions of people in India are so open to the gospel. It's an unprecedented spiritual movement taking place in India.
And have you ever thought about serving as an overseas missionary long term? Dave Haas of the Evangelical Alliance Mission says they have a helpful resource.
We have developed this workshop that we call Explore, and it guides prospective missionaries to assess numerous things: their call, character, their fit and readiness for overseas service, and then to ultimately identify practical next steps.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, you can call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. There, you'll not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Ruth Kramer.